Folks, the words of Psalm 23 are more than familiar. And the books written on Psalm 23 are many and many and many. So they're familiar words, but let's come to them again as we can. As I was preparing and taking time, not written in David's early years as a young shepherd's boy. So the words are not written when David was a young fella shepherding the sheep, but written in later years, we're told, reflecting back on the struggles and battles that he had lived through. I find that fascinating. Written in later years, reflecting back on the struggles and battles that he had lived through. Warren Wiersbe, in his little commentary, says this: while people of all ages love to quote this psalm, its message is for mature Christians who have fought battles and carried burdens. Yeah. And maybe you're here this morning and you're in the midst of a battle and you're carrying burdens. And again, I know as a church community, as a family of faith here, we have known suffering and sorrow. Maybe as some say, like never before, or certainly not in a while. And again, so I'm aware that these words are important. The person, the Lord, is my shepherd. And again, we glance over it, and the Lord is my shepherd. But the Lord is my shepherd. We miss it. Who is the identity, or what is the identity? Who is the identity of the shepherd? One of the commentators, Max Lucado, says, in this psalm, David devotes 114 words to explaining the first two. So in this psalm, David devotes 114 words to explaining the first two. The Lord. What do we understand here? The Lord is what was written by the Hebrew people because they could not write Yahweh, which is the name that cannot be mentioned, only once a year in the Day of Atonement. The rest of the time, we refer to God in a derivative term, the Lord, because it's more respectful. We cannot mention the name that cannot be mentioned. Yahweh, meaning I am who I am. Again, as a Presbyterian coming from Exodus 3, verse 14, from the burning bush, where God reveals himself as the one who is all existent and is forever existent. No beginning and no end. He is like no other. We cannot fully understand. But again, the books say, when you read the Lord, you actually read of a job title, a position, a job title. Because the laird of the manor. So the Lord said this. But it's not actually, in that sense, a position. It's a person. It's Yahweh is my shepherd. The one who forever is, the one who is all-encompassing. It's the idea, and I almost kind of say it or not say it. One of the commentators talked like this. It's if you can imagine somebody running around saying, aye, the wife was saying this, and the wife was saying that, and the wife was saying that. And it's actually a bit demeaning. And it talks about, I suppose, a role. Forgive me, please don't shoot me. But when I say Karen was saying, you're actually talking about a relationship, you're talking about an identity of a person rather than a position, if that makes sense. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus in John 10, verses 11 and verse 14. Twice, when Jesus says, in company with the religious leaders, I am the good shepherd, He is actually claiming his divinity as God. The I Am sayings, the seven I Am sayings of Jesus. The identity of the shepherd, not as Santa, not as a genie, not as a gracious grandpa. He is not the one who we control. Rub the lamp and the Lord will give you what you want. No, he is the one who controls us. He is Yahweh. Again, Max Lucado, in one of his little books, says this, and this is really fascinating. So the names of God, the Lord, Yahweh, in the Old Testament, reflect the contents of this psalm. So there's a whole list of names of which Jesus, or of which God is described in the Old Testament. Jehovah Jireh, which means, Patty, I'm waiting on you. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Okay? Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So he is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace, the one who leads me by still quiet waters. Jehovah Rophe, the Lord who heals. He restores my soul. Can't even pronounce this one. Jehovah T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U. Okay. The Lord our righteousness. He guides me in paths of righteousness. Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is here, for you are with me. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner. He is with me in the presence of my enemies. Jehovah Makadesh, the Lord who sanctifies, the one who anoints my head with oil. All of these names of God are present in Yahweh is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The person, the Lord is present. The Lord will be. No, the Lord is my shepherd. There is an immediacy here in the identity of the person, the Lord being our shepherd. Eastern shepherds were with the sheep constantly, not caring remotely, and the shepherd was active, present, involved. I can remember Karen and I were at a church meal over in Donegal, and we're down in this wee restaurant, and Noel was sitting across the table, and Noel's, well, probably now in his 80s, forgive me Noel if you're watching a webcast, and he was sitting checking his phone, and I was thinking, see these young people on their phones. I says, Noel, what are you doing? He says, oh Gordy, I'm just checking the sheep. And this older man watching the lambing pens and the cameras on, so even out for a meal with a whole group of people checking the phone to make sure none of the animals are in distress. But he's able to do that remotely with today's technology. Eastern shepherds were with their sheep permanently, constantly, present and immediate. Can't ever understand why Cliff Richard sang from a distance, God is watching us. The old Bette Midler song. Cause he's not. He is with us. The Lord is my shepherd. The one who became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. As we were thinking last week with the couple walking along the Emmaus Road, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Luke 24:15, the one who is present, the Lord, is personal, my shepherd. There is an intimacy here. The little video with the reading earlier in the midst of lockdown, our Andrew, who had been working, our youngest boy, who had been working with a Christian theatre company, had been asked to record two passages of scripture. One of them was Psalm 23. And then he knew that we were going to be doing little Bible studies on it. So he says, "Dad, I have this audio file if you want it." So he sent it across to me. And I was sitting, Karen and I, you know, we're not allowed to go out and talk to anybody. I thought, who will have photographs or videos of their sheep in Newton and Rye Church? And Lynn, again, who was playing piano last week, Lynn and Jason Farm, and Adina and David Girl, Newton Church, says Lynn or Adina will have pictures. So sent a wee message. Within, folks, honestly, within 10 minutes, I had a plethora of pictures and videos. The pictures you saw there are the two fields, one up at Grocky, you all know where that is, and the other over at Dewish, outside Newton Cunningham. But their fields where they have their sheep. But actually, if you went to Lynn and say, see the wee black one that bounces across? Oh, that'll be such and such. They could tell you the sheep and the lambs and who belongs to who, and they're so precious to them and they're so into their farming that within less than 10 minutes I had video and photographs of their flocks because they love it. The Lord is my shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. The good shepherd calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out, all from John 10, where Jesus takes on the persona of I am the good shepherd. Question this morning, and I know you're in church, but can you say the Lord is my shepherd? Is that personal and intimate to you? Are you marked out as one of his flock? Are you marked by the master? Has he tagged your ear? Are you his? The Lord is my shepherd. I love Psalm 95 verse 7. He is our God and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Can you say that personally this morning? And in a little while, as we sing again together those very words from Psalm 23, that intimacy of relationship with he who is the good shepherd. Person. The identity, the Lord is my shepherd. Present, the immediacy, the Lord is my shepherd. Personal, intimacy, the Lord is my shepherd. What about the practice? The Lord is my shepherd. His involvement in our lives. And really the rest of the psalm unpacks that. The rest of the psalm explains and explores the good shepherd's activities and practice. As he provides and protects, as he directs and as he disciplines, as we know his constant care. Isaiah 40 verse 11 again, that points towards Jesus. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. And he gently leads those that have young. Folks, I don't know about you, but I need that tender care of the Good Shepherd in my life. In the times of joy and celebration, absolutely. But in the times of pain and hurt and heartache, to know that there's one who tends his flock like a shepherd, who gathers us in his arms and carries us close to his heart, and who gently leads us. I need that. I'd have a good stab that you do too. And so what I hope and pray over the next few weeks, that we will look at the practice and the involvement of the Good Shepherd in our lives. But for us today, can we say the Lord is my shepherd? There's a great little story that appears in one of the books or some of the books, and it stuck with me many, many moons ago. My mother loves it because the man who wrote The Robe is involved in it, Lloyd C. Douglas. And Lloyd C. Douglas, who wrote the novel The Robe, tells of a retired music teacher who he met while he was at university. They lived in the same lodgings, and the older man, disabled and unable to leave his apartment. But the two of them became friends, and a daily ritual of sorts developed between them. Every morning, Douglas would open his door, and he would ask the same question of the gentleman. He says, "Well, what's the good news?" And the older man would pick up his tuning fork, having been a music teacher, tap it on his wheelchair and say, "That's middle C." That's actually E, but just for example. "That's middle C. It was middle C yesterday. It will be middle C tomorrow. It will be middle C 1,000 years from now." The tenor upstairs, he sings flat. The piano across the hall is out of tune. But that, my friend, is middle C. Who is your middle C? The Lord is my shepherd. Everything else, folks, falls into place under that. God as our middle C, the constant center point in our lives, our good shepherd. So let us in faith hold on to him and let him shepherd us as a shepherd should, as we yield to him, not wandering, but following, as again the Lord, the good shepherd, calls us to. Come, follow me.